1.
Have you thought a bit more about my marriage proposal, Dorina?
Dorina gripped the broom handle a little tighter at the sound of Mr. Harron's voice. Slowly, she turned to face her employer, who had managed to sneak up behind her while she swept, and carefully schooled her features to hide her instinctive wince. Kassler Harron was a reedy man, about 6 feet tall, with thinning grey hair, mud-brown eyes, and a tobacco-stained beard. His lips were stretched into what Dorina imagined he thought was a smile, though really it was more of a leer, and she suppressed a shudder at the sight of his brown teeth. What would it be like to feel those thin lips pressed against hers? To feel those rough hands, already gnarling with age, push up her skirts within the privacy of their marriage bed? I haven't. Dorina turned her back to Mr. Harron so she could sweep beneath one of the many tables. She'd taken advantage of the unexpected lull in customers to clean up a bit. With the sudden influx of people these past few days, there had barely been space enough to move about between the tables as she served drinks and took orders.
And why the hell not?
Mr. Harron's thick brows drew into a scowl. She pulled a chair out of the way so she could get better access to the bits of food beneath the table. Because you decided to ask 2 days before the Dragon's Hunt Festival, and we've had so many guests to take care of that I haven't had a chance to think about it. Mr. Harron gave a harsh laugh.
See, this is why I want you to be my wife,
he chortled. He gave Dorina a hearty slap on her bottom before she could manage to get clear of him.
You're the only one with any sense around here, Dorina. The perfect person to take over the inn when I'm too old to work anymore.
Dorina held in a sigh. Truthfully, the prospect of inheriting the inn was a tempting one. As the daughter of a farmer who had passed away when she was only 12, Dorina had little to look forward to. Mr. Harron's offer was the most advantageous match she could hope for. It came with a fairly successful business, and when he died, she would be able to run it as she saw fit, until their sons were of age to take it over. Sons. An unwanted image of Mr. Harron leaning over her in bed, panting, popped into Dorina's head, and this time she did wince. Gods, could she really go through with it? The idea of sharing her bed with Mr. Harron was so repulsive. Dorina! Tildy, one of the other serving girls, rushed in, her blue eyes sparkling. The Huntress has arrived! Really? Dorina's pulse jumped with excitement as all thoughts of marriage flew out of her head.